So, I'm at Social Hiking HQ.
Already had two cups of tea. Shut the door. And let's go in for a brew just before I have to hit the road again. And I'm using the Zoom because why spend the money and not use something? Hello, Dougie. I've only been out for about 2 seconds. Like my furry spot.
I did like your furry. It looks like a gremlin.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah, with the crazy hair.
I had my children say, it's not for you. I had my children saying that it needs eyes and a moustache.
Yeah, definitely.
That's what they reckon. Can I take one?
Yes. I haven't put sugar in.
All right.
Are you recording?
Yes, I am, yeah.
Hello, Audio Boo. Do you know, Rick, after all the time we've actually met face-to-face, this is the first time
we've
recorded Daily Audio.
Yeah, yeah.
Which is shocking, really.
And we didn't do it when we were in the Lake District either, when we'd said loads of times before that we would.
No, terrible.
Let's go this way.
Go, dogs.
Does the cat want feeding? Is that why
he
or she is in? Let's go. So, one more cup of tea. Ah. Big dog means, yeah.
Yeah.
Mind you, some of the times that I have to clean up after my dog. Where are we? Let's go. Hang on. But dog, two dogs sniffing. There's a joke in there somewhere.
I was quite impressed when you were doing your Zoom playing around when you first got it.
Oh, yeah.
And I think you put it in the kitchen. I was quite impressed with the way it picks up the sound around it without being too... Because if you obviously a phone, you walk away from a phone and it goes... you know, as soon as you walk away from it, it disappears. Whereas your Zoom picked up the noises quite better.
Yeah,
much
yeah.
better.
Yeah. And I was, when I listened to it back, I had my headphones on, and I actually, it was one of the kids was singing or playing or laughing or whatever they were doing in the background, I actually thought when I was listening back they were there in real life.
Yeah.
So I actually turned around.
I do that all the time when listening to Max
Beats.
Yeah. Like you hear like a little girl in the background or a dog barking, and I'm like, what's that dog barking? Oh, it's
and the plane, because we've got a kinetic... as in the company Kinetic test runway that near us at Boscombe Down, we've got aircraft going across us all the time. So whenever I hear Mac and I hear the aircraft and the usually comments straight away, doesn't he? Oh, there's that one again. I'm actually looking up to see if it's something around us. So I don't know. I'm yet to master the gain, because what I noticed the other day was... Turn it the other way. What I noticed the other day was when we were in Basingstoke was, I was holding the microphone here, like Adrian was when Dean and I met Adrian in Carlisle at the railway station, and I was asking him, "Oh, is that where you hold the mic when you're talking?" He says, "Yeah," and I said, "Oh, that's good." But when I did it in Basingstoke, and listening to it back afterwards, I didn't get the same effect. It was much quieter. But what I have noticed, you see, because I'm looking at the EQ levels there, or the channel, not the EQ levels, but the channel levels, and we're only bouncing off minus 18 decibels, which isn't loud at all.
But no, you're aiming for minus 3, aren't you? Isn't that the target?
Yeah. But what I've and what people will be thinking. Because I'm slightly right of it, I'll be in the right ear more. So if I slide left, now I'm central. And when you do listen to it back, with headphones on, it's obviously much better.
Yeah.
Then you can pick up on the slice. Sometimes Mac does it. You can tell when he's turning away from the mic because his voice is directed, or when he's turned the mic away. And there's a sudden shift in audio left and right.
See, I sound stronger because I quite often only have one earphone in when I'm listening to Audio Booze, and like sometimes the voice is really loud and then it goes quiet and I'm like, what's going on?
That's why. Yeah. So So on the way up, I was talking. Well, actually, so nobody's listening to this now until Friday night, because that's the next time I'm going to have the chance to upload anything. But I sent Adrian, I recorded Adrian a DM, and it's not going to send. It's not sending any DMs at all through the Audioboo app. What I'm having to do is either pre-record it and then send it on my computer at home.
Can you use the website on your mobile browser?
Haven't tried. To record, I haven't tried.
No, not to record, but as long as you've got an MP3 file, what I do for... because I normally use Boomail for public boots, but Google only copes up to 25 meg. So if it's longer than about 12 minutes, or I've got a photo, I can't use Boomail. So I just go onto the website, go through their uploader, and then just upload the MP3 file off from my phone.
Okay, let's.
And put the image in, and then you have to. I'm paranoid that if the screen goes off, it will also lose data. So I kind of keep moving my finger over going. But it tends to be really, really. It's more reliable than the app, definitely. But okay. It works with direct messages.
All right, so let's.
But it might be an Android only thing.
Could be. Let's have a look. It's just a quick bit of audio that we're recording now in Bostock Studio. It's 15, 16 seconds. He says. Good idea. I've never thought about that actually.
It's terrible that we have to come up with workarounds.
No, I can't record it. No, you can't, because on Apple devices it saves whatever you're doing inside the app.
Yeah.
It doesn't save it to a storage area. Well, it does in reality, but you can only get to it.
Because I get what...
So you can't do that.
Just switch round on the audio. One bit of the garden where you can't get either Wi-Fi, because I've got an office Wi-Fi and a home Wi-Fi, and right here I can't get either.
Oh.
It's too weak to pick up anything.
That's it.
So if I do select file, documents.
Okay.
And then I get, you have to use a separate app, but then that's the MP3s from the recorder app that I use.
So yeah.
There's the one that I sent you the other day, and
okay.
The ones I've done, and then you ping it, and then it works just like it does on the web. But you just keep the screen alive as it's doing it, and it tends to be pretty reliable. It works really well. It's a good tip for Android users sending direct messages that don't want to use the app.
That's the thing with Apple, there's no separate storage area, there's no exclusive storage area. Oh, well, it's exclusive to each app, but not, you know, there's no storage area in totality that you can access. Can you put an SD or a micro SD card in that one?
Not in that phone, no. It's got no external SD card thingy. Right. Which I thought was going to bother me, but hasn't actually ended up bothering me. Because there's enough storage on it. I'm nowhere near. I've got another 7 or 8 gig, I think. So, it's got plenty of storage. But that's the thing, you know. What Apple have done is it's gone right. Let's make it nice and easy and pigeonhole each app so its files are in each place, which works fine from a user point of view until you want to do something slightly different, like that.
Yeah.
Whereas Android's from the other side, which is let's make everything open, but it also makes it a lot more complicated because everything's open.
Yeah, I mean, before recording audio, my issue was...
It's the sound of an Oreo package.
That would be quite interesting. You know, actually, what we should have been doing is recording this in two-channel surround sound. Because I don't know
how to do it.
I don't know. In fact, let's do that. Oh, that would have been a bit loud. Okay, so now after a very brief stop. Oh, you can't pause it. You've got to stop it. That's interesting. I've switched the record mode to two-channel surround. I haven't done it to four-channel surround because I'm under the impression that with four-channel surround, you have to... use the software
to build the file that you're going to send out.
So, am I left and you're right?
No, you're front and I'm front, you're back.
Okay.
Because what we were recording from before was mid-side. So it's recording sound from left and right and forward. But now we're recording from four directions. So like top left, top right, bottom left, bottom right.
But if you're just listening on left-right earphones, it would just be left and right.
Well, I mean, this is, okay, to answer that question, this is one of the things that I wanted to kind of get my head around when, because I'm considering buying binaural mics. The audio that this records, I can get depth from it. You know, I can, when I listen to it, maybe I've just got an untrained ear, but for instance, I pushed an audio bureau before I left when we were in Basingstoke on Saturday.
Mm, I saw that on my list.
And we can see, when you listen to it, you can hear things that are, you know, forward left of your, you know, your perspective as a listener, but you can tell that it's over there in the distance somewhere, you know, meters or whatever.
So, I remember quite a few years ago now, must have been 8 or so years ago, at the Science Museum, or it might have been the Birmingham, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
There was an exhibit where it was left and right speakers, so yeah, there was no surround sound, but using a very clever bit of software, the sound, and it was the sound of a bee or a fly or something.
Yeah.
A bee. No one wants to listen to a fly. It was a bee. And you know, you press the button and you could hear the bee going around you,
yeah,
and flying around you. But that's from front left, front right. That's
what
all the speakers were. But the way that it had affected the sound made it work as if, so your brain could interpret it,
yeah,
as fully surround sound without needing surround sound.
Bose did that with, I think it might have been their Lifestyle 321 cinema setup, which was, you know, a kind of an AV receiver with a DVD player in it, and only two speakers that you placed left and right of your television. Not like, you know, Bose have the two cubes, don't they?
Mm.
And they have four sets of those, left, front, right, you know, surround sound, essentially. But with this, I couldn't get over it. A mate of mine bought them, and we went back to his place, set it all up, and it says, you know, recommends that you have them, you know, the speakers at this distance, blah 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 blah, whatever. And I could not believe, I said, how, this is black magic, the sound was coming from behind you. And they're very clever, they bounce it off, they arrange it so it bounces off walls. And the room that we were in was massive. It was you know, his living room was a good, what, 5 metres wide by 6-7 metres long. It was a huge space, and fairly empty in the grand scheme, and really high ceilings, it being in Germany. So he had a ceiling that was maybe 3 metres high, and you were getting sound from behind you, and we're both looking, going, how did they do that without putting speakers behind you? So I expect that the technology would probably be,
yeah, I'm sure,
the same kind of thing. But
Now's probably a good time I should confess that the surround sound speakers that we have in the house, when we set it up, when after the house is redone, we've never wired up the rear right speaker,
mm-hmm,
and it's still not wired up, and we've never really noticed.
Alright. But I mean, the true surround sound is really, really good. I mean, I had a DVD player one of the first ones that were kind of quite cheaply available. It says surround sound, but it wasn't. It was four speakers on two channels, so whatever was front left was back
rear
left
as well.
Yeah, which was a pain in the arse. But I mean, we can't put the surround sound speakers up in our house because the living room is so narrow, and it would mean routing the cable either underneath the carpet or over the top of the door, which we can't do because the sky cable goes blah blah blah. There's no space to do it, and we can tell the difference. It's like, it's boring, it's flat sound.
The problem with our room is it's a very, very small and square living room, but the TV is in one corner, so
yeah,
where the seating is that it's not front left, front right, rear left, rear right for anyone in the room anyway.
Yeah.
It's always, you know, skew-iffy, or which is probably why we haven't noticed, because it's not linear anyway.
Yeah.
We haven't got a TV, and you know, it's not easy to do. So,
yeah, true. But anyway, getting back to this type of recording here, you know, when Mac does his morning thoughts.
Hi, Mac.
Hello. I'm over here now, but now I'm over here. See, that would be interesting when you listen to it with headphones on, of course. But you know, you can hear that blackbird. You can hear that blackbird in the hedge over here, or in the tree, wherever it is. And I'm just wondering if. I'm pretty sure, because that's quite loud, really.
Yeah, you should
isn't
pick
it?
Up the trickle. Yeah.
The trickle of the water. That'd be interesting. And because it's so far away, it won't be annoying right in your ear hole when you listen to it back. So it'd be interesting. But if I'm right, Adrian was telling me that the four channel surround sound, you have to kind of use software to pull that out. And in my DM to Adrian, I was talking about the software, because you get the software on a CD with the mic, but the problem with it with me is I think little Harry's put something in the CD slot, because it's a slot CD player as opposed to a draw, and so I can't get a CD or a DVD in, and you can't download the software from their website.
That's quite unusual.
Yeah, very unusual. Which, you know, I don't think it's Zoom software. I think it's a commercial software piece. Mac has to go in to get fixed.
When we're doing the social hiking podcast, the next one being recorded in September, hopefully, with the legend of Audio Boo that is Dean Reed, and the legend of YouTube.
Legend.
Well, he's not really on Audio Boo so much now, so he probably won't listen to this.
No.
So we can see
as much as we want about Dean. That Dean Reed. Anyway, sorry, yeah.
And also, if you put Rambly Boo in the title, then Kate won't listen.
Yeah,
either,
so. Just automatically we'll switch off. Sit on the.
And when we're doing the podcasts, of the three, the first one and the last one were recorded on my Zoom tablet, my Motorola Zoom rather than Zoom H2N. But the middle one was recorded on a Roland recorder that Gareth had managed to borrow. And, I mean, the sound quality is just totally in another world. It's just so much better. You know, I tried to tidy up the audio from the Zoom as best I could, but it's rubbish compared to the Roland one. So I would quite like to get one to do stuff like that. But I don't. It's the immediacy of it that I quite like of Audio Boo, that you record and bam, and it's gone.
That's...
But, I mean, the sound quality from Zoom is just otherworldliness.
Yeah, I mean, I did you hear my Audio Boo the other day when I talked about digital artefacts? I can hear...
Probably.
Digital artefacts. I can hear, you know, the... like, glitchiness. I suppose it's the audio version of pixelation. I can hear that in Audio Boo. I don't know whether it's anybody else except me, but... definitely me, and I send Audio Boos up through my phone, through Sarah's iPad, and through the computer. So it's definitely not one item. It's Audio Boo, and it only ever started doing that when they had their big, you know, their big announcement, and then there was also around that time was the update of the iOS, the major update of the iOS app. It happened around that time. In fact, I'll tell you exactly when it happened. It happened when everybody was switched over to a free 10 minutes. That's when it happened. And so it's not... It's processing at a lower rate now, a lower bit rate.
But do you think that's what its process is doing across the board, or is that only in certain upload mechanisms? So, for instance, Boomail, is it doing on Boomail?
Yeah, good point. No, because I've sent things up through the computer before, and it's still... That's my wife saying, "Are you there yet?" Too late. It's all right. You're looking down.
That's all right.
I'll send her a picture. I'm with Phil. This is where she'll go. Hey, you remember?
I'm sure Sarah would never sound like that.
Could it be a boomer? I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe it is.
Because the quality's still, well better than the likes of VoiceBow. And
I don't know whether you've listened to VoiceBow recently. When I tried out VoiceBow at the same time as coming onto Audioboo, actually,
That was a year and a half ago, Rick.
Yeah, it was awful. It was awful. I was thinking to myself, what is the point in this? What is the point? It was awful sound. So I immediately dismissed it. But I was listening to, because Feynman Rich is on Voicebo. So I went back to Voicebo to have a listen. And it's brilliant. I kind of always kind of gravitate back to Audioboo, though. That's the thing. And so that's why I'm sticking with that and not going with
it's
anything
else. It's the people, though, isn't
it? It is, of course, it's the people.
About the whole audio boom and so forth.
Hang on a minute. Yeah, we're oh, Sarah, here we go. Well, she says, oh. audio boom. None of that's changed because they said in, was it 2 weeks' time we're going to do this? Or can you remember that?
Yeah, I think it's the parent company's audio boom, isn't it? But audio boo is still audio
all right
boo.
Things were going to change and nothing has really changed.
No, there's always they always mention these big announcements that they're really excited to mention, and like a week later there's an announcement that's not very exciting, and you're like, oh, okay. I keep meaning to do an image of it because there's such a disparity. Let's pick words you can't pronounce as usual, Phil. Well, when I go to the Audioboo website and you have, you know, my timeline of people and things that I listen to on Audioboo in one half of the screen, and then the other half of the screen is that image slider thing.
Yeah.
And it bears no relation to why I use Audioboo.
Exactly.
It's completely it's like what you'd see on the BBC website.
Yeah.
And it's just gumph.
Yeah.
You know, I'm scrolling down to the proper
stuff. I'd like to know who listens to those things, those items of audio. I'd really like to know who does. I don't. I don't know anybody who does. Do you?
Nope. It does make me wonder, and especially with this whole fake listens thing with the boo that I have that's never been listened to, that's got like last time I looked 10,000 listens or something ridiculous. You do wonder when you look at channel listening figures for, you know, not channels that are clearly, you know, have an active, engaged audience.
Yeah.
But these kind of corporate channels, and they're just creating a boo, embedding it on their website, and then they have listens. But how many of those are actual people that listen? Because there certainly aren't any comments, there aren't any likes, there aren't any the things that we would deem, you know, when, you know, I would deem an audio boo that I've uploaded its success in terms of knowing that people have listened to it, on in terms of likes, comments, and then kind of mentions that propagate out, you know, when you get mentioned. But they don't seem to have that. Imagine having a Facebook page where no one ever comments on anything you post.
Exactly.
You know, it just seems bizarre.
And you're right in what you say. Whenever my newly posted audio boo appears on the website, within 25 minutes, I always get 6 listens within 25 minutes, or every single time. So
that's the Bernie identified auto downloading, isn't it? Of people who have got apps that are auto downloading or whatever. It's because, you know, of course, that's the other thing, is downloads and listens are different things.
Yeah. It would be nice of that if they could put some kind of on YouTube you can see how many views you have, but not only that, it's you can get a kind of an average of when people are, or what's the average watch time on a video. And Dean and I were talking about this the other day. When I put my
Dean Reed.
What was I doing? I can't remember what it was. I can't remember which video it was, or videos, but the videos were about 20 to 23 minutes long. So they might have been the Hadrian's Wall ones actually. And I was saying that the average watch time was 18 minutes. So that would be an interesting thing to have on Audioboo.
Because, you know, that's the thing as well, is that a download might be listened to, but only for 30 seconds before someone goes, no, I'm not listening to this, this is rubbish.
Exactly.
Like, so this boo, if anyone's got this far,
we're
15 minutes in of arbitrary...
it is 15 minutes just now,
then We'll have to have a secret code or something for people to
make sure they listen
to show the hardcore dedicated. but you know, most of the people, I would say, let's pick up a random statistic: 75% of people who originally downloaded this boost. So not of the people who saw it or it's in their timeline, but of the ones that went, oh, it's Phil and Rick, or I'll listen to this. How many of them are now carrying on listening?
Yeah.
I reckon 10%, 15%.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I mean, to be fair to Audioboo, part of the problem is that obviously with YouTube, YouTube control the mechanism by which it's viewed. So they've got much more control over knowing who's looking at it and how long. Whereas obviously with anything with an RSS feed,
it's
the file. So you don't know what's happened once the file is downloaded. Yeah. But for instance, the embedded players, you're playing it using code on the Audioboo website. So there's no reason why they can't put better controls in that actually monitor that kind of information.
Yeah.
And in fact, there's no way why they couldn't differentiate between a download and a listen.
Yeah.
Really.
Exactly.
From a technical point of view.
And we're talking about this again. How many times have we talked about downloads v listens?
It's because we care.
Yeah, it's true.
About Audioboo, we don't care. I find listener numbers. I kind of go through my boos of like the last three or four. I just find it fascinating. You know, some have 50, some have 10, and you're like,
yeah,
okay.
Do you put your? I think my Audioboos post automatically to my Tumblr. Oh, and incidentally, I created a Tumblr account, feed, whatever it is. I never use Tumblr. Never go back and look at it.
Yeah, because all your Instagrams appear twice, don't they? You get the Instagram and then you get the Tumblr post on Twitter.
Yes, I do, yeah. So Tumblr then posts to Twitter.
Yeah, yeah.
So, certainly for Instagram. But
you auto-posting spam, are you?
Yeah, but I mean, the reason why I do it is to have that another place that my content is.
Yeah. So yeah, it's the same reason that I have everything posted to Evernote, so that it's there and it's in a separate.
Yeah, good. You know, good point. Well presented. I've set up an IFTTT recipe to save all my Audioboos to a box account that I have. But it stopped. I only noticed this just yesterday, actually, that the box recipe was switched off. I was like, oh, that's why they're not appearing. Because they download to my Mac anyway in the podcast section of iTunes.
Yeah.
They download anyway. It pulls off the RSS feed that way. But I noticed it switched off. But I don't exactly know where I was going with that fight.
but it's
another place that I want them archived, because like I said just after I started Audioboo, I'm not really bothered about listeners. Is when there was a subject of listeners, and you know, were you any more popular because you've got so many listeners and blah 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 blah. I to be honest, I don't really care, because it's an audio diary for me.
Well, I think that the moment I start worrying about how many people or whether or not people listen to Audioboo is the moment that I start changing why I use Audioboo and what I use it for. And,
exactly.
And it is. I like the fact that in my head, when I'm recording an Audioboo, no one's listening. And I think the moment I think people are listening, it will change what I'm doing.
Yeah. It's like that. That's quite right. It's like that live TV concept that once you have that fear that on the other side of the broadcast camera that there are 7 million people watching you, and you start freaking out over it, then.
Well, if you take, for example, Big Brother, the first series of Big Brother was actually quite natural.
Because
people didn't know how it worked in terms of what the audience was doing.
Exactly, yeah.
But from then on, the people turning up at the Big Brother house knew what the world was doing. So they played up to the cameras and played up to the fact that there was this audience.
Yeah.
Whereas that first year, there was no playing up, or as far as I can remember.
Yeah, no, there wasn't. No, was that the Nasty Nick? Was Nasty Nick on that year?
Yeah.
Well, he admitted that he did it for popularity, so that he is he's the variable that shouldn't really count. But yeah, no, you're quite right. No, it's a good tool, I think, this. I mean, there are Tascam recorders, there are Sony recorders, there are, you know, so many different recorders out there. And I think they all really do the same job, and they record good quality audio. I mean, I actually considered buying the... too loud. flashes when you're peeking.
It's a big loud voice, Rick.
Yeah.
One word.
I get told about that at work. Shut up. You're too loud. But I was going to buy the clown shoe. I was going to buy the Tascam thing, stereo microphones that fit on the bottom of your phone. But they're 80 quid. So if you're going to spend 80 quid on that, which is actually, you know, on the lightning connector on the bottom, that's going to snap easy if you have an accident. So I thought, if you're going to spend 80 quid on that, you might as well buy an H1. And if you're going for decent quality audio, and to be honest, I was under torment. Do I go with an H1 because Dean and I talked about it, or do I go with an H2N? Because the H2N has all of these other gizmos, recording features on the top, which I would use.
So yeah, that's the only thing I think. In the same way that I want a camera that has a button that, like, I press and it makes photos,
yeah.
I want a posh recorder that has a button that I press that makes posh recordings. I'm not a mucking about with settings and tweaking.
Well,
and,
you know, to be honest, if I couldn't get the H2N and I got the H1, I really wouldn't be bothered. Dean records the audio for his videos through his H1.
Yeah, because he has his H1 and then he has his video and then he merges it.
Yeah. So yeah. I think Dean, because hopefully Dean listens on his night shifts, but I think Dean puts his zoom on his hot shoe of his camera. Don't quote me on that. I think I'm right. Maybe I'm wrong, but at the end of the day, he uses the audio from one and blah blah from the other. And I've got the same camera as Dean, the 550D, and the audio from it is so tinny. It's just ridiculous. And now it's got really good quality, full sounding audio. So I really should get back to using my DSLR, because I spent a lot of money on it when I did get it, and I spent a lot of money on one particular lens. So oh, what was that? Was that one of the fish? A bird?
I don't think it was a bird. I think it can't have been a fish.
I'm joking.
No. Well, I'm trying to work out what else it could have been.
Have you got any nests?
Nope.
No, the cat would sort that out.
No, the cat's too lazy to get up. Oh. Rick is now investigating the fish pond.
What could that have been?
Might have been a squeaky door. Someone shouting a squeaky door, neighbour or something.
It sounded like it was just here, though.
I know it did. Might have been the fish fighting.
Fish
squeaking. Fighting fish.
Yeah, so, well, at the end of the day, they're all gadgets and gizmos, aren't they? It's there. It's going to do a job. I bought it to do something specific.
I'm quite jealous of your the dead cat as well.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well.
Because the things with the phone is you only need a whisper of wind.
Yeah.
And that's it. You go...
I've yet to test. Well, actually, no. There was a strong breeze blowing in the car park when we were in Basingstoke, and just as I was going across to Toys R Us, I do recall saying, "Oh, it's windy today. You know, I wonder if this is going to work." Now, I was listening to this audio boo in the car on the way here, and but I also had the sat nav talking to me at the same time, so I couldn't really concentrate. And my phone was connected to the car through Bluetooth, so the audio is not that good anyway. So I'll listen to it back on my headphones. So that would be a good test straight away.
Well, I'll let you know when I listen to that boo later.
Yeah. So I do make the comment at the time. I think I say also that the kind of elastic on it was about half a centimetre up from where it should be. So. Yeah. And the wind was blowing at that point, so that, you know, if there's any wind, and it, the wind blowing at that point would be significant. If you were holding your phone, you wouldn't be able to hear.
Yeah.
You know, so that would be a good measure, actually. So it'll be interesting to see how this audio sounds, and I'll listen to it later on through my headphones. But after we upload it, that'll be good. But it's
and the secret code word is
yeah. That's the secret code word.
Fighting fish.
I was saying on the way up, though, that there hasn't been much content on Audio Boo this past, 5 days, really?
It's been pretty quiet, really, since the end of Audio Mode.
Yeah, everybody's kind of.
I was beaten by audio mode this year.
I think the idea of the month long thing is pre-record stuff, so you've got a bit of a run up.
Or you've got some backups for the days where you just think, oh.
Yeah. I do enjoy it though.
Because I quite like with October, that's how I survived October, was by pre-recording a week's worth. And then just banging them up each day.
Oh, do you know something? I've said this so many times. I've actually still got 3 projects in my waiting. I need to add stuff to in order to finish them off. I don't know.
You've still got your 10 and 10 video to finish as well.
Oh, God, yeah, don't. Do you know something? That actually won't take that long to do. It'll only take me about another hour and a half to edit and then get out. But you're right. Oh, for God's sake.
The world is waiting, Rick. That's the problem with doing trailers, you see. You've built an anticipation.
Yeah, yeah. And the thing is, though, that's the whole concept of a trailer. It's a trailer in preparation of the full thing. I just like making the trailers because you ingest all of your video into iMovie, create a new trailer, so to speak. Nobody can see me. That's the problem with audio. Speech marks with fingers. And then you just select a clip. It's got the storyboard of clips, so it says right this one, close up, facial shot. Well, you don't actually have to. It doesn't actually change the price of fish, but so you just select a clip, in your bin of clips, so it'll automatically select 0.8 seconds, 1.2 seconds, and it'll just drop it in. So it's easy. Just click, 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 click. Quite literally, 10 minutes. It does all of the. In fact, the longest thing is typing the titles in. Because it's got all of the titles kind of pre-done.
So there's me thinking you spend hours doing it, and it's like 10 minutes back.
No, the movie trailer, honest, quite literally, the trailers are, they take quite literally 10 minutes, probably not even that. So easy. If I tell you, do you know what, I should create a screencast, actually, showing people how easy it is, because a few people have actually DM'd me on, I don't know why I'm pointing at the Zoom, they've DM'd me on through YouTube. They sent me messages through YouTube saying, how do you do that?
Can you do DMs on YouTube?
Yeah, it's that you message a person.
Oh wow, never knew that.
Did you not?
No. Like the
I don't get messages about
the name
it
of the, there was a video sharing app back in the day before YouTube could do stuff like that, and I can't remember what it was called.
Here is a person. Is it Woman of You?
I don't know. Partner, I would imagine.
Blonde hair tied in a ponytail.
Yes.
She had a sneaky look out there. Who's that car parked outside our front door?
Yeah.
Sharing app. Yes.
What was I saying? Yeah, I can't remember what it was called. I never used it. And then they stopped doing video, and then it began with S, I think. Anyway, it was a video sharing app that was big in the early days of social media. I didn't know YouTube could do it. That's probably why the other problem stopped doing it, probably.
Yeah, I've had loads of messages. Probably not as many. Dean and I were talking about this when we were walking on the run wall. I was saying, oh, yeah, you know, I put a one particular video on, and it had loads of responses.
Hello.
Hello, hello. I'll just warn you now, we are recording audio. Oh.
Although, I think that might have been the first time your voice has ever been heard on audio, maybe.
Second.
Second?
Second.
Really?
I think we've had something in the background before.
Oh, I'm not sure.
The mumbles.
I'm not sure that's the case. So we'd better finish there.
Yeah, yeah. I've got to get more. It's 10 to 9 now, and I've got about another hour. Not that I'm doing anything tonight, but. Good. So, cheerio.
Thank you for listening. Not that anyone listened.
Goodbye. And I can't do my trademark outro either.
No. It's all one word. Out, 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 out. You can fade that bit out.